Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11.
Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing.
Now, today's devotional reflection. I was talking with a dear friend just today who was feeling extremely stressed and beat up by church members. I reminded my friend that ministry could often be thankless work. There are certainly people in the church world who are quicker to tear others down instead of attempting to build others up. I offered my friend much encouragement and gave them a loving embrace. I hope my expression of care helped on some level. You may be a Sunday school teacher, choir member, serve in your church, or volunteer at a local ministry. You may be like my friend who is feeling beat up by the church world. First, I am sorry that someone who calls themselves a Christian is treating you less than Christ-like. The longer I serve in ministry, the more I understand what Jesus meant when he said that many would call him Lord, but he would say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Second, I would like to encourage you. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11 reminds the true, born-again believer to encourage others and build others up. It is my responsibility to encourage you, which is part of my God-given call and your God-given call. Our Heavenly Father encourages His children. God spoke through the prophet Isaiah and said that all who hope in Him would renew their strength. So when we strengthen others with our encouragement, we are mirroring our Father, who is the greatest encourager. The writer of Hebrews reminds the Christian to consider how to spur one another on toward love and good deeds, encouraging one another. We must consider how to spur others on. The scriptures command us to do this. Think about the term consider. When one considers, they think carefully about a thing before deciding. The authentic Christian should consider how to encourage others. In other words, we are to give thought and be purposeful when we encourage and build up others. I think about Jesus' example. As Jesus gets ready to face the cross, Jesus is not out looking for pity. No, Jesus is encouraging the people closest to him. Jesus said, "I am going to give you peace, my personal peace. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Jesus, when getting ready to face the most significant hurt and rejection anyone has ever met from religious people, what do we find Jesus doing? Encouraging others. Today you may be feeling beat up by the church world. So-called Christians may be treating you every way but Christ-like. Please accept my encouragement to you. Take that encouragement and encourage others, building them up in the faith. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.